Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 11th. Today's word is Scilacet, also pronounced Scilacet, and spelled S-C-I-L-I-C-E-T. Scilacet is an adverb that means that is to say, to wit, or namely. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Economist. Their objection, they claimed, was to the parceling out of the top state jobs among the political, Scilacet, the other political parties. Scilacet is a rare word that most often occurs in legal proceedings and instruments. It's from the Latin scire, meaning to know, and licet, meaning it is permitted, which is also a root of videlicet, a synonym of scilacet. Licet, in turn, descends from the Latin verb licere, which means to be permitted, and is the ultimate source of the English words leisure, by way of the Anglo-French word laisir, meaning to be permitted, and license, which comes to us through the Anglo-French language from the Latin licens, the present participle of licere. Scire has also made other contributions to English, giving us such words as conscience, conscious, and science. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.